And I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, please get with somebody that has one. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9. And we got maybe two more scriptures to go to. And when you have that, would you say amen?
Amen.
All right. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Also, going to ask you, would you turn your Bibles to St. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. Thank you, Lord. St. Matthew verse 26 and verse 41. When you have that, would you say amen?
Amen.
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. One more scripture, then you all can be seated. In the book of Luke, chapter 18 and verse 1. In the book of Luke, chapter 18 and verse 1.
Amen.
And he spake the parable unto them, unto this end, that men are always to pray and not to faint. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Our message today is be sober, be vigilant. Be sober and be vigilant.
Amen.
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 And the Lord is speaking about spiritually sober. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Be spiritually sober. To be sober means to be clear-minded. It means to be temperance, self-control, moderation, serious. Amen. How many know it's a time and place for all things? Amen.
Amen.
It's a time to laugh. It's a time to cry. It's a time to do this. It's a time, just like in time of worship, when you come to the house of God, it's time for worship. It means everything else is out. You know, I'm pushing everything out of my thoughts. I'm pushing everything out of my mind. I'm pushing out what the devil's doing. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes children, they come, amen. They may not want to come to church, and their parents have them to come to church, and they come and they have attitude and everything. That means you don't bring your attitude to church, amen. That means you don't bring your dispositions to church, amen. Because you realize that I'm not just coming to a house, I'm coming to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Amen. So glory to God. So it said, amen. You know, we don't see God. The Bible said no one has seen God and live, amen. We don't see him, he's a spirit. Amen. But how many know that he's real and he's here?
Yes.
Amen. Because if he wasn't here, we wouldn't be here. You know, who woke you up this morning? Who started you on your way? Amen. We ought to be thankful. Amen. Before I put my feet on the floor. Amen. When I wake up, I say, Lord, I thank you for seeing another day.
Amen.
I thank him because while I was asleep, somebody could came in and broke in my house and robbed me and killed me. Amen. The same thing to you. Because there's a lot of that going on. There's more of that going on than it has been going. You can be, I don't care where you live at.
Yes.
Amen. The devil's out there. Got people roaming throughout the night. Amen. Even last night when I was asleep, I got up a couple times to go to the restroom, and then my house is on the corner, and I begin to see, I actually had my eyes closed, but even my eyes was closed because I wasn't all the way back to sleep. When I came back from the restroom, I seen like lights. So I'm thinking like, open my eyes, it's dark in my room. I'm going like, where's these lights? These lights was all up on the side of my house. I said, let me get up and, you know, just kind of peep out. Some young lady, I don't know if she collapsed on the street or whether they was taking her, amen, the ambulance and the policemen and all that, the fire trucks and all that, amen. But I'm so glad none of that didn't come down my dwelling, amen. Nothing harmed me, glory to God. So we got a lot to be thankful for, amen. Sometimes we feel like, well, I don't know if I have too much to be thankful for or not because my situation is not like it should be. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to examine yourself and see, are you part of your situation? Are you part of the problem? Amen. Because if you're part of the problem, you need to give God your heart and let God work with you so your situation can change. Amen. Amen. But he's talking about being sober. Being sober. He tells us to be sober because a sober person is more alert. They're more apt to take care of their business and everything. But when you're not sober, it's just like a drunk person. Let's say a person that drinks alcohol and they just get this sloppy drunk. They disorient. You know, they don't know where they're at or anything. You can get like that in the spirit. Amen. That you can just wake up. And because you do what you do and do the routines we do, but like you feel like you on a high. Amen? Amen. You can get up and operate and get up and eat and do all you do and go to work. And you feel like I'm in a zone somewhere. You know, where's reality? Reality is in Jesus. Amen. I said reality is in Jesus. Amen. You can be on a not intoxicated, not just with alcohol, intoxicated with the cares of this life, intoxicated with things you are battling with in your mind, with the devil. Amen. With you, some things we need deliverance in. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I used to think once you get saved, that was all. When I first got saved, I didn't know no better. But I find out you can get saved and still need to be delivered.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And there's something about when you get saved, glory to God. When you get saved, you got to, glory, to connect up with things to keep you saved. Because if you can get saved, I don't knock nobody's doctor or anything like that, but we as apostolic, we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe in praying and being filled with the Spirit. Amen. Because you cannot live a holy life if you don't have the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You just can't do it. Amen. I haven't always been saved, so I know. Amen. I used to drink, smoke, cuss, do it all, fornicate, do the whole nine yards. Amen. Lord, I didn't have nothing helping me. So every time I look, I was falling into that. Okay, glory to God. But when God saved me, amen, he gave me the Holy Ghost. He gave me power over my own will, over the devil. That if I didn't want to do it, I didn't have to do it. And I wouldn't feel like I was made to because I called upon the name of the Lord and said, Lord, help me in those trying times.
Amen.
And because I want to be helped. See, God's not going to twist your arm and make you be saved. He's not going to twist your arm and say, you better live for me. He's not going to twist your arm and say, don't you go there. Don't you do that. He's not going to do that. You got to not want to do it. You got to not want to smoke. You got to not want to curse, not want to drink. You got to want to be saved. You got to want to, I just want to be right. Like Keith Johnson said, he said, I just want to be right. It's in my soul. I just want to do right. And when you just want to do right and you want to be right, God going to give you that power.
Yes.
Power of the Holy Ghost to help you do right.
Yes.
But the Bible says faith come by hearing and hearing come by the word of God. You cannot be saved and not hear the word of God. You got to hear the word of God on a regular because it comes to cleanse. It's a cleanser.
Amen.
The word of God is a cleanser. Sometimes people think, well, I can be saved. I can listen to the radio. I can stay at home. No, honey, you can't be saved just staying at home. You can't be saved just listening to the radio. The Bible says forsake not to assemble yourself together with believers because somebody going to say something that's going to strengthen you. Somebody going to get a word that will help you, honey.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise in here. I'm trying to go to the message, but God's giving me all the extra, so I'm going there.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give him a praise today. I'm a kind of preacher that I go which way the Lord lead me. I have stuff down here, but if he take me here and he won't take me back here, I'm not in control no more. I let God have his way. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's still talking about being sober.
Amen.
Because when you let God in your life, he straddles, he balances everything out.
Amen.
See, we live in an unbalanced world. So we live unbalanced. And if we live unbalanced, our children unbalanced.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, it just goes all down from the head to the toe.
Amen.
Oh, yes, if you the head of your household, you unbalanced, everything else is going to be unbalanced.
Amen.
Amen. How the only way we won't be unbalanced is we pull to Jesus and delight ourselves in him and reach out to him and serve him and let him lead and guide us. Amen. I'm about 60 years old and he's still my guy. I don't do what I want to do. Amen. I'm old enough to do what I want to do, but I don't do what I want to do. I do what the Lord would have me to do.
Amen.
Because he's made my life so much better. Amen. Glory to God. I got saved when I was probably about 24 years old or something like that. Amen. And the Lord has been the head of my life ever since then. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because my life, glory to God, I needed help in my life. I wasn't the worst person. I didn't do just everything, but I knew I needed the Lord. Mentally, I know I needed him. I needed him in every way. And amen, I'm so glad that because he orchestrates my life. Amen, he's my guide. So when I don't know what to do, I can go ask my God. Amen. And he'll help me. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. And he has caused me to be sober. Uh-huh. And I'm intent on staying sober. Yeah. I like having my right man. Amen. I don't like situation things controlling me. I like to control it. Amen. I don't want the devil to control my mind. Put me on the seesaw. Amen. One day I'm happy. Next day I'm down. I want to be a control of my life. And I know if I stay in prayer and stay connected with the Lord, I can be sober minded. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. You can take and be control over situations in your life. Like I was telling somebody, amen, everything you get, you don't have to let the devil take it away from you. Amen. I've been in my house about 23 years. I don't know why I'm going all this way, but I'm going. I've been in my house about 23 years. I've had that same car for around about 12 years. Everything I get and keep it, because you can keep, when you keep sober minded, you can keep the things. Amen. The devil won't devour, take everything, because you just starting all over again, losing everything. Amen. God will keep your mind. It's this right here, up here, controls your whole being. This right here, this is where the battlefield is, right here. And if you got parents that got issues, glory to God, they don't get it right, they drop it down to their children. The children got issues, amen. But something about it, when you got prayer in your life, you can pray to something happen, to God turn those situations around. Somebody give God the praise. There's nothing impossible to the Lord. I got two children. One is back there, you see, Deacon Coleman, and I got another one, and he's out there. Amen. Lord God, I don't give up on him. I continue to pray for him. Amen. And because of my prayer, hallelujah, and the people that know I'm praying, is keeping him in the land of the living. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Being sober minded. He said, be sober, be vigilant. In other words, being clear-headed is sober. Being serious, this is a time to be playful. It's a time to be serious. It's a time to have self-control. Mm-hmm. When you're sober, you can control situations. They won't control you. Amen. You won't get out of control. Amen. You can be sober one minute, and you can be intoxicated the next minute if you don't keep connected with God like you need in prayer. You can do little natural things that we do. We have to go to work. We have to take care of our family. We have to do this. If you do all of that and do none of this over here, you got to stay in balance. The same way you got to go to work and all that, you got to keep some time with the Lord. Amen. To stay sober. Amen. Because if you don't, something going, you're going to get so weary, so distracted over here that you can get intoxicated real quick. And when something comes your way, you don't handle it very well. Somebody give God the praise. Stand sober. Amen. The Bible said we are clean through the word. That's why you need to come to church to hear the word, because the word is what's going to get your soul right. Amen. Amen. If you go to the right church, it's going to get your soul right. If you go to somewhere, they just, you know, just talking loud, ain't saying nothing, ain't helping you. Because sometimes the things you don't want to hear, the very things are going to help you. Amen. Amen. Just like eating vegetables. A lot of people don't like to eat vegetables. Amen. Especially children sometimes and some adults. They just want to eat junk, junk, junk. Amen. And it won't help them. They have rotten teeth and everything. Bad health. Amen. You eat them vegetables, they're going to make you strong. Amen. And you eat them vegetables in the spirit. You eat stuff that your flesh might say, I don't want to hear that, but I know it's good for me. I'm going to eat it up. Amen. It's going to help you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Saying being sober, be vigilant. In other words, to be vigilant means that I'm watchful. And amen. I'm not just sober only, but I'm being watchful. Amen. Being sober, you still got to be on the alert. Amen. 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 Watchful. They say being sober, being vigilant. Vigilant means that I'm being aware of how I walk before the Lord. I'm being aware of the company I keep and my surroundings. Amen. I'm saved. I don't need to be in unsaved environments all the time. Amen. You work with people that are not saved. You do all this, but just to be in their company all the time, and they drinking all the time, they smoking all the time. Here I am. I'm talking about I'm saved. They ain't going to do nothing but pull on you. They cursing all the time. They ain't going to do nothing but pull on you. Amen. And they're going to pull you right on out of God's will. Yes. Amen. I'm aware of my attitude, my behavior. If I see something popping up about me, I'm going to ask God to remove that. Help me, Lord. Strengthen me. I'm being alert. In other words, be sober, be vigilant. Watch the devil, amen. Watch, amen. Don't let him put you in a headlock. Don't let him put you in a, and trip you up.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
It said, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary is the devil. You can't see him, but he's there, amen. And he's got demons. Amen. To do things to you. Amen. And there's nothing good about the devil. Okay, so nobody don't know. There's nothing good about him. There's nothing good about, amen, the demons. Amen. They serve him. There's nothing good about it. Amen. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. It didn't say he was a roaring lion. But it's saying, if you ever, I don't know too much about the jungles and all that, but we've seen pictures of, you know, might go to the zoo, see different, but a lion, amen, I'm sure nobody, when they got their right mind, want to be in the room with a lion.
Amen.
Amen. The lion roars. Amen.
Amen.
It said, because of your adversary, the devil. It said as. It didn't say he was a roaring lion, but it said he's like a roaring lion. So that means the devil is coming with something to destroy and consume any of us. Amen? So it said, that's why it said be on the alert. He's coming to take you out. That's really what the Lord said. He's coming to take you out. Whatever way he needs to take you out, stress your health out, whatever he to come to, he's that's his intention. The Bible said he comes to steal, kill and destroy.
Yeah.
It said that there's a roaring lion. That's the way he come walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And he's doing that every day. That's, you can look at the news and see that. Every day before you even turn your TV on, as soon as you turn it, breaking news. You know, you gotta watch, it could be right next to your house. Is there so much going on? Because while people need to be asleep, he got demons and people cannot sleep, and they walking around, breaking in places, going around, doing this, doing that, and he's doing it through them, walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
Amen. Jesus.
Whom he may destroy. You know, that's why we have to be watchful as prayerful, even as people of God, because just because you serve God, that don't mean you don't have no trouble, because he's out to get you.
Right.
And a sign that he's out to get you, even when you see a lot of stuff coming against you, amen, all kind of stuff, that means you are really trying to do right, because he's trying to stop you.
Amen.
See, when you're not really trying to serve the Lord, you don't have too many troubles. You may look at somebody and the devil got you deceived and say, I don't have no problems. Well, if I would respond back to that person, I'd be saying, you better find out whose side you on. Because you must be up on his side. When you're on his side, he don't bother you too much. But when you are not up on his side, that's a sign to you. When everything seems like it's coming at you, one thing or another, that's a sign that you are striving to live for the Lord. And he don't like it.
Amen.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's seeking whom he may destroy. He's seeking who I can kill, who I can take out of this. See, you know, the devil's going to hell. The Bible says hell having lost itself, and the devil is going there, but he's wanting, before he gets there, he wants to see how many people he can take to that awful place, to hell.
Yeah, that's right.
So every day he's cutting folks off. And then he done got it real bad with our children. He's really taking them out of here.
Yeah.
You know, committing suicide. Some of these young girls, they won't listen to their mom. They think they grown. Amen. They got mind problems at an early age.
Yeah.
Got mental problems at an early age. Because see, when you don't obey your parents, the devil will get all over you.
Right.
He'll shake you up and shake you down. Don't somebody be praying for you, he'll take you out.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You know, when I was coming up as a young lady, amen, the times wasn't as hard as they are now. Amen. Amen. We didn't. You sit there and act like you won't have an attitude,
right,
amen, with your parents and stuff. Amen. You might get knocked under. My mother didn't play that. Amen. These kids disrespect. I'm saying, I came off the bus. I was a bus mom for 23 years. Glad to be off the bus.
Amen.
Because some of these kids, they got attitude. Not all of them, but some got some attitude problems. Amen. And one thing that I never did grow up and talking to my mother in Christ, but I hate a disrespectful child. I don't hate them, but I don't like their ways. Amen. Disrespectful. Say anything you think you want to say to your parents. Act, your parents taking care of you, honey, you be out of my house on the other side of that door. And you can ask my oldest son. He's 41 years old. I don't play that. You know, these parents scared of their kids. Compromise with them. Trying to be their friend. Oh, you, honey, you don't be all right, honey. You better get on the side of that door if you don't know what to, you better ask somebody. Amen. Amen. But we're living in times where the devil is seeking whom he may devour, who he may destroy. And if you're a disobedient child or you're a disobedient adult, you're on the devil's hit list. Because he's acting like he's your friend, but he's really out to destroy you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It takes the Spirit of God on the inside of you to help you to be sober. Amen. You can get intoxicated with anything. It can be good things. You can just get so involved with it and no time with the Lord. You get intoxicated and you're not watching this friend. Before you know it, he'll slip you up. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or destroy. And it tells us that the people of God, now you can't do this if you don't have God's Spirit on the inside of you. Even if you have God's Spirit on the inside of you, you got to know how to use what you got. Amen. And you can have God's Spirit on the inside of you, but if you don't have no knowledge, and somebody just sit there and say, you know, you got $1 million in the bank, or whatever. If you don't start trying to find out how you can redeem that, you're not going to get it. Amen. You got to know your word. You got to not just read it. You got to understand what it's saying, and you got to have faith that I'm going to utilize this. What is, if God said, I'm going to execute this. I'm going to execute the word, that it will work for me. Amen. And it said, whom resist? He said, the devil's seeking whom we may devour. He's letting us know as Christians, the devil's out to get you. The devil's out to trip you up. But he said, whom, when you see that, resist that. When you resist something, that means I stand against it. That means you might try to make me do this, but I'm not going to do this. Then the devil might make it, you trying to live right for the Lord, and then somebody come and try to make you do something different. You be like, I'm standing my ground. I resist that. Amen. That's not of God. I'm not going to do that. The Bible says, resist, stand in the faith. Amen? Amen. Amen. And it says in the book of St. Matthew, anybody getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Give God a wave offering. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
St. Matthew, it says in chapter 26 and 41, it says, watch and pray. It didn't say do all the watching and do no praying. It didn't say do all the praying and do no watching. Because, you know, you can pray up a storm. You can pray till Shekinah falls down on you. But if you don't do no watching, we all been in a situation where we felt the presence of the Lord. We shouted, we turned flips and everything, but we ain't do no watching. And for you know, the devil was up on you. And you be like, oh, that praying I did, what happened? I didn't see it coming. Because you got to watch. Be alert. Amen. Even in prayer, after you get out of prayer, after you get out seeking God, it's not time to just start running and doing this and getting on your phone, texting, just slow it down for a minute. Get in the, you know, ease down in the spirit. Ease on down slowly, because God might have something that he's trying to show you before you go taking off. Amen? Amen. Watch as well as pray. It says, watch and pray. Say, do both of them. And it says that you enter not into temptation. In other words, the devil's out to lure us. Amen. It's not just sexually sins. It's all kind of ways. He's trying to get us to do evil. Amen. Amen. When he tempted Jesus. Amen. Jesus was tempted of the devil. Amen. And he was always trying to get him to do something against the Father. So anytime the devil try to tempt you, he's trying to tempt you to do evil. He's not trying to tempt you to do nothing good. Amen. He's trying to tempt you to do. In other words, that means to allure, or to entice. He's trying to entice me or allure me into doing something that I shouldn't do, whether steal something or whatever it is. Amen. Amen. And so he said, watch as well as pray, that you enter not into, that you don't fall into that snare and trap of the devil. Because the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit and my spirit wants to do the right thing. But your flesh said, no, I want to do it. I got to have it. Amen? Amen. I got to eat it. I got to say it. I want to do what I want to do. The flesh is saying, the flesh wants to consume all the appetites of the flesh. The Bible says the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Amen. Amen. It's all these things. It's of the flesh. It's not of the Father. Amen. Your flesh want to be entertained. Your flesh want gratification. Your flesh want all this. My flesh want all of this. And the only thing that's going to keep you from doing what the flesh say do is you praying and asking God to help you.
Amen.
Amen. You can know it's wrong and still do it if you don't ask God to help you. Amen. Because the spirit, the flesh is indeed willing, but the spirit, the flesh is weak. Now, when the appetites of this flesh, whatever it is, like I said, it does not have to be sexual sin. It could be anything. If your flesh is so desired that you want to smoke, you want to drink, you want to cuss, you want to lie, you want to cheat, you want to steal, you want to be in relationships, bad relationship, wrong, fall into snare, you want to do all that, and your flesh is getting it strong, it's time for you to turn some fasts over.
Amen.
It's time for you to crucify this flesh, your flesh. Take it on. Say, Lord, help me go on the fast. I'm not eating today. I got issues. Yo, amen. You want to walk with God. You want your spirit to be strong. And you want to conquer that. Amen. If you don't, you're just going to keep falling into it. Amen. You want to conquer that by fasting and praying and saying, Lord, I'm fasting to crucify my flesh because I want to be delivered of this thing. Somebody give God the praise. I know when I first got saved, that's what I learned. When I got saved, amen, and my parents, they were saved way before I was. So I didn't go to church all the time until as I got older. I went to church sometime with my parents and stuff, but as I got older, I began to make my own decisions, amen. And I went away, did what I wanted to do for a while. I wasn't going to church, and the Lord bought me, the Bible said, train up a child in the way that it should go. When it gets old, it will not depart. It'll come back. If you, but the teachings in your child about you bringing your children up in the house of God, in the fear of God, amen. You're teaching them, amen. They walk, come with you when you're small, amen. It's something about as they get older, they're going to remember that. Yeah. Amen. When they get off track, they're going to come back to it. Amen. It's a lot of people won't even take their children to church. I admire parents that take their children to church regardless if they want to go or not. Amen. Sometimes you take them, they don't want to go. Amen. You just keep praying about it and ask God to help their attitudes and stuff. He'll fix all that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, it's a blessing when you train up a child and the way it should go. Amen. And when it gets older, it's going to think about that.
Amen.
Amen. It said the spirit is willing, indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. We have to pray and fast and ask God, Lord, I tell you, fasting really works. It really works, amen. If you pray and fast, you got some issues that you want some deliverance with, amen. Turn you some fasts over with. Over. In other words, just say, Lord, teach me how to fast. He might take you, amen. He might take you from, from the time you get up, from the night up to 12 o'clock. You might fast your breakfast, or you might fast your lunch, and then after a while, you find yourself fasting all day. Somebody say, the devil is a lie. Somebody would say, yeah, you can do it. Because when you get ready to go do them tests and stuff, they're going to tell you sometimes some of those tests require fasting. You're not going to eat. You might go a whole day without eating. Mm-hmm. Amen. You eat if you want. They won't do what they need to do. Yeah. So you're going to do it one way or the other. Amen. In fact, Lord, you pray on your fast. Amen. Pray on your fast and expect God to come through for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Expect God to come through for you. God, that brings you closer to God. Things that you can't conquer, turn your plate over and fast about it. Amen. You don't have to wait till the pastor calls fast. You fast about it. Amen. You don't want to tell nobody what the issue is. You want to just tell God. God know it. And say, Lord, lead me. Do you know God can put you on the fast? I'm telling you. He can put you on the fast where you won't even break it.
Amen.
You'll be so excited. You'll just go through it. Just go through it like nothing. When he puts you on I like the fasting when he does like that. The fast we be trying to do, we be struggling. Some people can't go 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Talking about I fast and pray, they went 5 minutes. You do that. If you don't already eat to 12 o'clock, and you tell me I'm going on fast 12, then you ain't no fast. You don't eat to 12, no way. Uh-huh. Amen. But you eat 3 meals a day. You get up, eat your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You eat 3 meals a day. And you said, you make up your mind. See, you prepare a fast. You don't get up, I'm fasting today. No, you just ain't 8 to 12 o'clock. You know. But when you like, fasting is for, not for God, it's for you.
Amen.
You don't even have to be a saved person to fast. You want to, God can send a fast to you and get you where you need to get and draw you to him through a fast. Amen. You have to say, I got some issues, Lord. Talk to the Lord. I got some issues and I need some breakthroughs and nobody can help me. So would you lead me on this fast? Amen. And God will lead you, put you on the fast, and you don't go around telling people I'm fasting either.
Right.
And then you don't do all that texting on your phone and all this stuff. You're supposed to be communicating with God while you're on fast.
Right.
We don't run from sun up to sundown, and I know our jobs require us to work and stuff, but you still don't do excessive things if you don't have to.
Amen.
And you talk to, if you pray while you're on the fast, you won't break that fast. If you just fast all day, be thinking about when I get off, I won't eat Burger King, I'm going to go to here. You might come out that fast way before time. Because
yeah.
You're mad on food. But when you fast and pray, amen, you will get the breakthroughs that you need. You might not just see it that same day, but after a while, you're going to see something to move. You know something, God to move some kind of way. Somebody give God the praise. And then what you do, you continue to learn how to fast and do it more and more and more. You can bring your own deliverance about if you just seek the Lord. Somebody give God the praise. And if you ever have a prayer life, never lose it. Because a prayer life is not easy to get. It's not easy to keep if you don't be determined, I'm not going to let nobody take my prayer life. Because that is a great weapon for you. Amen. You don't want to lose a prayer life. And I ain't talking about getting down, talking about the Lord laid me down to sleep. I'm talking about praying past that until you hear yourself praying in tongues. Amen. If you got the Holy Ghost, you need to pray in tongues as often as you can. Because the Bible says you're building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, you're getting weaker and weaker and weaker. You pray in the Holy Ghost, you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And you find yourself going through stuff that you thought you didn't even know how to go through. You didn't know how you was going to get through that. And you just pull closer and closer to God. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. It says, watch and pray and enter that you enter not into temptation. Even before temptation comes, even before something happened, God would put on your heart to pray about something before it happened.
Amen.
It's like if you're having trouble, let's say on your job, or trouble in this area, that area, and he'll put on your heart, you start praying about it before you, especially if some areas are weaker areas than some for us. All of us, me, you, and all. We got areas that we thank God that he don't tell nobody. Amen. I say we all got areas that we thank God that he's so good that he don't tell nobody. That's why you can't be blabbing all your business out to other people, because people will tell your business. Amen. But God won't tell your business. You can tell the Lord the worstest thing about you, and it's not going to surprise him. Don't you know you can't surprise God? He already know. Amen. And you can say, Lord, I just, you know, I'm struggling with this area right here. And I just want to walk right. I just want to please you. I don't want to fall into this trap. So I need you to help me. Amen. You don't wait till you get in a situation and then ask God to help you. You know you was going to a trap. Amen. You ask God to help you.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
It say, pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit, your spirit wants to do right. My spirit wants to do right. But your flesh don't care. It just want to go buck wild. Don't you know your flesh want to go buck wild? My flesh want to go buck wild. The spirit harnesses. Your flesh, honey, if you can stand outside and see your flesh jumping all up. Amen. It wants to do what it wants. When I say go buck wild, it wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to eat what it wants to eat. It wants to say what it wants to say. And if that spirit ain't harnessing it, you're going to see it come out sometime.
Right.
You got it all zipped up. It's like, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. You've been 40 years or 50 years of that. You think, amen, your flesh, your spirit got saved. Your flesh didn't get saved.
That's
Right.
Your flesh says, "Still, I still want to party. I still want to do this." I want your spirit is governing your flesh, keeping it under suggestions. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. You can't live this life without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. You can't put it on the outside. You can't bring it. You can't. It won't work on the outside. It's got to be on the inside. So people don't know why they need the Holy Ghost. That's why you need it, because it will come to reprove the world of sin. It'll come and let you know, no, you don't do that. Don't do that. You don't have to have somebody watching you 24 hours a day. You ain't got to be in church 24/24. Now, don't y'all get twisted. Say you don't have to go to church now. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm telling you ain't got to be. Somebody said, if I can just sit in the church 24 hours, then I can keep from sinning. Well, my God, if you got to sit in the church 24 hours, you need a double portion of the Holy Ghost. You need to go back and get dunked again, because the Holy Ghost that I got will make you walk right when you're not in church. Somebody got the praise. People look at, sometimes people say, is this too hard to be saved? Too hard to be saved. Well, ask some of the people that are saved and been walking with God. Just ask them about it. When you really want to do something, it's not hard. It's hard when you don't want to do it. Amen. It's not hard to be saved. Amen. Glory to God. When you want to be saved, you don't have a desire to be saved. Amen. I used to, people, when they look at me, they say, "I just can't believe you used to do different things." Like, yeah, well, you know, most of us is saved now. We have come from some life where we did some things.
Amen.
And you really can't help nobody if you ain't never been through nothing. Amen. I used to smoke cigarettes. People say, "I can't believe that." Yes, I did. I used to drink. And back then, they didn't call it a crack and all that. They weren't doing all the crack stuff. They say reefer. See, I'm old school. Reefer. Amen. Smoke reefer. Amen. I mean, one time I tried to smoke that about burning up a couch. All them seeds popping and stuff about to set something on fire. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all old school people know what I'm talking about. The old young people don't know nothing about that. Maybe they got a smooth way now. Ain't nothing popping. I don't know. I just, this stuff dropping stuff about to set something. I look something, see something smoking over there at the couch. So you ain't talking to somebody. Well, you know, a lot of times people, true, it's hard to be saved. How they know what? You talk to somebody that been saved. They've been out there. They can tell you. I fornicated. I didn't have a husband at the time. Yeah, you're sleeping with people that don't have. All you doing is fornicate. And then you get from them, you fornicate with somebody else. And when you can't connect with them, the hip bone connect with the eye bone, and everybody connecting with every bone. My God. Y'all got somebody. I done been there. Amen. I ain't do all that, though. You know, I ain't stood down. I don't get twisted around. I went around the mulberry bush. Glory to God. But I'm just telling you, able to help folks. You can't help people. You ain't been nowhere. People come to church and say, save all their life. They've been there. No, you wasn't like that all your life. The devil is a liar. Amen. If you ain't do nothing else, you was mean as four bulldogs. He was scared of you. Scared to look at you. Amen. Amen. Can't help nobody. Amen. You ain't been there. So God is a deliverer. And I'm so glad he delivered me, because the world we living in now, I don't know. This is rough to live out here. It's a jungle. Amen. The kids, the children that grow up in this world, they got way more stuff to fight than we did. Ah, they really do. So, amen. They say, watch us pray, because the spirit is willing. And the flesh is weak. Like I said, your spirit got saved. My spirit got saved. But your body didn't get saved. Anybody got me? Amen. Understand what I said? Your flesh didn't get saved. Amen. Amen. Your eyes still want to roll sometime. Oh, they cute. Got a husband. Got a wife. But they still cute. Woo. Your eyes didn't get saved. Your spirit got saved. That's what it says, the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. So if you want to conquer the flesh, you got to get the spirit of God on the inside of you.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, I don't know what's think it's all important. We got to get saved speaking all them tongues. Well, you speaking something out there. You speaking something out there, but ain't getting you nowhere. Amen. I'd rather speak in tongues, especially when the devil come up on my turf. I speak in tongues, run the devil off.
Amen.
I ain't got to have a gun to shoot. I can just run him off by praying the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you.
Plus, you're building up yourself. And your most it's a gift.
Amen.
It's a gift that God gave us when he left this earth. Jesus Christ left this earth. He gave us power. He left something with us to walk and remain in this earth. Because it's hard to remain in this earth without God helping you. Somebody give God the praise. And our last scripture, amen, in Luke, the 18th chapter, it says, and he spake the parable. In other words, he gave an illustration or a story unto them to this end. He said unto them that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He didn't say pray when I get in trouble. He didn't say pray Monday and skip the whole week and pray to next Monday. He said men ought to always pray. You ought to have a prayer within your spirit. Amen. If something ain't right, you might not be able to pray out loud. You be out and about, and something ain't right. You ought to begin to bind the devil. Amen. You can bind the devil up under your breath. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's what I did today. Amen. Everything, it looked right. I just, Father, in the name of Jesus, move it. Get it out of my sight. Get it out of my way. Sometimes the devil be smacking right in your face. He be right up here. See me. See me. I ain't going nowhere. See me. You bind that spirit. Some people have the devil in them. Some people have devil. They'll look you up and down like they're going to break you. You're going to break, not me. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Right. People stand and hold it. I'm going to make you break. I'm going to stare you down. Now you're going to break. Amen. Come on, give God the praise in here. Because God is greater on the inside of me than he that's in the world. I just didn't get in this thing just jumping it overnight. So you walk with God over a period of time. You get that confidence that he's with you. You know, you're not there. Not that I cross every T and dot every I. I'm not like I've already apprehended. I'm not like I'm already perfect. Like I don't have no shortcomings. I got shortcomings just like you. But God has made my shortcomings less. Because when you keep walking with God, you get closer to God. And amen, your shortcomings, because God began to perfect those things concerning you. And then he began to use you to help other people. Amen. If you still, snatching people's head off, and you still, and they walking on people, you still cussing out people, you're not ready to be used of God. But God began to get those things off of you, he began to get you to use you to help other people. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. They say, man, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray. In other words, he said, don't never lose heart about anything. God has to help us. Amen. Amen. He has to help us, because sometimes when things come our way and we maybe hear a bad report here, or something happened to our family here, or something happened to our household here, or something, you know, we happen, this is the first thing, you know, we're human. It's like, oh, man, you know, oof. Feel it hit us real hard. But I'm so glad that I know God is saying, all you got to do is come to me. Amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. In other words, it's like, bring your problems. Bring, you know, God is, we can't comprehend his greatness. We just really can't. We can't comprehend the greatness of God. Nobody can. We can't understand how God could be over here, in this world, over there, and everywhere. We just can't copy. He's God. Amen. And some people say, well, don't bother God by that. You ain't bothering God. He already knows the situation. Amen. He'll fix it. That's right. He wants you to come to him. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen.